our goals, trying things we didn't know.
Hello, listeners of ACED English. Welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
So to our beloved fans, we are right now hiring, looking for some English teachers and English hosts. The work location is in Qingdao, so you are welcome to please apply and see if you can fit this position and join our family.
亲爱的粉丝朋友们，一席文化在招聘全职英文老师和英文主播，工作地点呢在青岛，欢迎大家帮忙推荐或者自荐。
So, what do we want to talk about today?
咱们一直在聊这个跨国友谊哈，那么就有一个点是不可忽略的，就是喝酒这件事情。
Yes, alcohol.
Alcohol. 因为喝酒这个在西方实在是太普遍了。
Yeah, some American alcohol perspectives and culture.
那今天的节目当中呢，我们就来回答大家的一些问题，比如说西方人什么情况之下会喝酒呢？什么情况之下会喝啤酒、红酒以及鸡尾酒？然后哪个时间喝酒会遭鄙视等等。
Yes, when do they drink certain types of alcohol? How is it viewed? And other things.
那首先来问一个比较宏观的一个问题哈 ，general question. How do Americans view alcohol?
In America, someone's view of alcohol very much depends on who they are, where they're from, and how they grew up.
美国人对酒的态度呢，非常的 diverse, 非常的多样化，还是要看这个人的 background.
Yes, it depends on where they are coming from and who they are. It's very diverse.
有一个我们中国没有的东西，就是法定饮酒年龄，这个 legal drinking age. 美国是几岁呢？
The legal drinking age is 21.
21. 21岁之前呢是不能喝酒的。那你们21岁之前能去买酒吗？
No, you cannot buy it at the store without being 21.
就是我不能去替我爸买酒。
No, definitely not.
那还会查你身份证什么之类的吗？ Will they check your ID card?
Yes, they will. They will check your ID, which has a note on the top that says under 21 until your birth date.
也就是不满21岁的美国人 ID 身份证上面呢都会有一行字。
This means that if you are buying it at the store and they check your ID, if you are under 21, the person can know quickly, oh, they cannot buy this alcohol.
我以前认识那种就是每天都喝得醉醺醺的美国人，然后也接触过那种就是视酒精为禁忌的美国人，就很分裂感觉。
Yes.In very religious communities or in the South, alcohol is seen as bad and taboo.
Religious communities 就是非常宗教化的这种社群。美国南方这种 religious communities 比较多哈。那在这种地方呢，酒精就被视作一种 taboo, 禁忌哈。
Yes, in very religious communities, alcohol is seen as bad and taboo.
那种 religion-based schools 呢，就是美国很多这种宗教学校啊，这种 religion-based schools.
Many religion-based schools do not allow it on campus and even make their students sign a contract that they will not drink while they are at this school.
Wow, 真的还蛮严格的哈，还有学生签合同 sign a contract that they will not drink while they are in school.
Yeah.And in the South, it has a very long Christian history, and so alcohol is seen as bad or sinful in many places.
美国南部呢 has a very long Christian history. 基督教史非常的悠久，所以在美国南部的一些城市呢，酒精就是罪，对吧？这个 alcohol is seen as sinful.
Yeah, and people are very scared of becoming an alcoholic.
Yeah, 大家都不想变成酒鬼哈 scared of becoming an alcoholic.
Exactly. No one wants to be an alcoholic.
你这样一说我突然明白了，我以前交往过两个美国姑娘，一个呢是田纳西州的 Tennessee, 对吧？然后一个呢是密西西比的，他们两个的确都很 religious, 都很保守啊，并且一致的视酒精为仇敌。
Exactly. Alcohol is often seen as the bad guy.
哎，那像这个 LA 以及 New York, Washington DC 之类的这种 major cities 呢？
In major cities, alcohol is very normal, especially for young people. It is almost seen as a rite of passage when you turn 21.
哦，是吗？很多年轻人拿这个 alcohol 作为21岁的 rite of passage, 就是某种仪式哈。就是马上要21岁了，然后这个呢，就是去喝酒可以变成 rite of passage, 某种仪式。
Yes, a rite of passage.
那你们会做什么呢？
You will often go out with your friends for drinks, and it is very casual.
哎，Sila，你看你既是美国的南方人，对吧？然后还是religious, 基督教徒，同时呢又是一个年轻人，然后世界各地的都跑过。那你对这个 alcohol 是一个什么样的态度呢？ Was alcohol a rite of passage when you turned 21?
Well, actually, I am turning 21 this Saturday. This Saturday, yeah. So I think what I will do is I will go with my parents to a restaurant and they will buy me my first drink.And it will be maybe more of a family thing, not so much a big party, but more intimate.
祝你周六生日快乐，马上要满21岁了哈。
Feels so young.
Of course, only 21, 花一般的年纪。到时候你可以把你这个 rite of passage 的一些 moments 可以做到我们的节目里面给我们 share, 看一看。
Yes, yes. I think my life is just for sharing on this podcast.
哎，那美国的话，几乎去哪儿都得开车哈。那你们怎么喝酒呢？
Because you must drive to get anywhere in the U.S. If you are going out to a bar, it is important that you have a designated driver.
代驾，原来你们也有，英文叫做 designated driver.
Yes, it's very important that you have a designated driver or a DD, so you do not have to drink and drive.
哎，有意思哈，就是你们这个代驾叫做 designated driver, 然后你们经常称它为 DD.
Exactly. Yeah, driving drunk is illegal and very dangerous. You cannot even have an open bottle of alcohol in your car.
也就是说 driving drunk, 酒驾在美国也是违法的。
Yes, you can receive a charge called a DUI, driving under the influence.
英语当中呢有很多这种首字母缩写的词，比如说像这个刚才说的 DD,就指的是 designated driver, 代驾。那在这里提到的这个 DUI, 就指 driving under the influence, 就是酒精影响下开车，也就是说酒后驾驶罪。
Yes, a charge called a DUI, driving under the influence.
哎，你们西方常饮用的是哪一些酒呢？ What are the most common types of drinks?
Different types of events mean different types of drinks.
这个有意思。Different types of events mean different types of drinks. 不同的活动呢，就意味着要喝不同的酒类。比如呢？
Yeah, at sports games, people often will drink beer. But at more formal settings or with certain foods, people will drink wine.
其实这个我们也可以做一个节目哈，什么样的 food, certain foods with different wine.Yeah, it makes sense a lot. 你比如说这个看比赛喝啤酒啊，然后正式场合的话就喝红酒。
Or at certain restaurants or in people's homes, they will drink margaritas.
这个 margaritas 我也喝过好多次，是女士喜欢喝的哈。
Yeah, margaritas, wine, and more fruity drinks are seen as more feminine.
More feminine, 比较女性化。那男性化的一些酒是什么呢？
Beer, whiskey, and harder liquor is seen as more of a man's drink.
Harder liquor 就是烈一些的酒，这个二锅头你们可以了解一下哈，就属于 hard liquor.
Yes, they are more intense drinks.
Intense drinks, 或者说 harder liquor. 哎，那你们对于喝酒有时间呀、地点上的这种讲究吗？ When and where do most people drink?
People will often go out to restaurants or bars in the evenings and drink with their friends.
Restaurants or bars in the evenings, 这是比较常规的哈。那种大型活动现场呢，就那种 big events, 我看你们也会喝呀。
Yeah, people will also drink at sports games, concerts, or large group events. They will always be selling alcohol all to make a lot of money.
Yeah. 那在美国什么时候喝酒会令人侧目呢？
It is generally frowned upon to drink during the day.
Drinking during the day. 白天喝酒，哎，后面这个用法特别好。It's frowned upon. 就是会被皱眉头的哈，也就是会被鄙视的。
Yeah. It is frowned upon to drink during the day. And they call this type of person a day drinker.
啊，所以 day drinker 其实是一个骂人的词，跟酒鬼差不多了。
Exactly. You are making fun of them for being a day drinker drinking in the day.
哎 ,Sila, 我发现你们那边的婚礼上哈通常也会有一个这种 open bars, 对吧然后会有这个 bartender, 就是那种男招待呀然后端着各种各样的酒还管够的。
Yeah, weddings or other special events will often have open bars where a bartender will serve unlimited alcohol.
既然是管够，既然是 serve unlimited alcohol， 那经常会有人喝得烂醉如泥吗？ Do people get so wasted?
Yes, they get very wasted, which is why many videos of American weddings, people are dancing so hard because they have drank a lot of alcohol.
我还以为就是他们擅长跳舞什么之类的呢。
I think maybe it is both.
Okay. 其实中国是一个酒文化相当悠久深厚的国家哈。那你觉得 how is this different from Chinese culture's view of alcohol? 中西方对待酒的观念你觉得是有什么不同吗？
Yeah, I think in China, because there is not really a legal drinking age and everyone can buy alcohol, it changes the way you see alcohol.
对，中国没有一个 a legal drinking age, 这种法定饮酒的年龄啊，其实是因为中国人自古不是靠律法和宗教来约束自我的。
Exactly. And in America, if you are underage, you must have a friend buy it for you, and you can get in trouble if you are caught drinking young.
对，在美国的话，不可以 underage, 不满年龄去做一些就是规定不可以的一些事情哈。You can get in trouble if you are caught drinking young. 不到21岁喝酒被抓住的话，就会 get in trouble. 这个是一个很大的不同哈，真的是。还有其他的吗？
In China, alcohol is seen as expected part of events or business deals or big meals. People just expect alcohol to be there.
Yeah, 在中国很多场合之下，这个 alcohol is seen as an expected part, 不可或缺的一部分。大家都觉得这个今天一起吃饭的话，肯定要喝酒的，对吧？我个人觉得哈，你知道吗？因为这个中国的茶文化和酒文化里面都有一部分是利生的元素在里面，就是利生是指的对你的这个健康有益处。所以呢，请人饮酒，原本是出于礼貌，出于敬意。那酒文化呢，是一个an essential part of the culture. 但美国不是这样的。
In America, it depends on where you live, what you do, and who you are. You are generally not seen as strange if you do not drink. It's not as much of an essential part of the culture.
在美国的话，这一点其实也倒蛮好的哈，就是你喝不喝都行，不喝也不奇怪，然后就是没有任何的压力哈。而且你们那边女的喝酒其实也蛮厉害的哈。
Yes. In America, men and women will both drink, and there is a large variety of types of drinks. Sometimes people will even mix their own drinks at home.
Wow. There is a large variety of types of drinks. 酒饮的品类很多哈。
There seems to be more diversity in how Americans view alcohol than in China.
It's true.
And maybe it's not as much of a prevalent conversation in China of whether or not alcohol is good.
其实酒呢本来在中国也是很流行的。我要不要来给你讲一点呢？
Yes, please, I want to learn.
你看中国文人笔下的这个酒文化呢可以说是无处不在的。绝对 as prevalent of a conversation in China. 很流行的哈。比如说晚来天欲雪，天晚了，然后马上要下雪了，中国人会邀请朋友，能饮一杯无？那还有节令好的时候，所谓丙元四月，偶大如船的时候呢，他也会邀请朋友，那不喝一杯的话，怎堪良辰虚度呢？
Yeah.
那中国人喝酒呢，可以是独酌无相亲，就一个人喝酒，也可以是新丰美酒斗十千，咸阳游侠多少年，就很多很多人哈、啊。然后可以夜里喝、yeah. 喝到这个不知东方之既白，还可以白天喝，白日放歌须纵酒，青春作伴好还乡。
嗯、yeah.
总之呢，喝酒读书二事呢，可以是极雅的， It can be very aesthetic.
Yes, it seems very natural and more of a part of society、mm-hmm. instead of being a polarizing issue, something that divides people.
Exactly. 哎，你知道吗？我以前读过一个故事，一直很难忘，就是说讲一个男子，然后收到他心爱女子寄来的万片花瓣，就是一万片、
wow.
哦、花瓣，然后呢，他就放到他的这个 study, 他的这个书房里面。然后呢，他就买来一坛酒，然后把花瓣浸泡到这个酒里面，然后剩下的这个花瓣呢，他就装在枕头里。这样的话呢，就是他去喝酒的时候就能闻到花香，然后睡觉的时候呢也能闻到花香。这个男子就说，为的是寝食不忘。
Wow, that's so romantic, 好浪漫啊。
Yeah, 所以你看，这就是中国的酒文化，多美啊，只是很多人不了解而已。
Yeah, you just have to take some time to read and understand it. I think maybe Chinese people have more self-control and better are at controlling themselves than Americans. You cannot trust us to only drink a little bit and make it aesthetic.
其实只要是人类都会面临同样的一个问题，就是这个自制力的问题。
A topic for another day.
好，那今天的节目呢，我们就先聊到这里。
Thank you everyone for listening. 欢迎大家留言、点赞以及转发。
Okay, until next time, this is Pian Pian.
And this is Sayla.
Bye.
Bye. Came our hopes, climbed out every locked window. We rode a lion's mane and fell upon the rain.